20 years ago, well, actually, even more than that, when the idea first came to fruition to have the Heritage Classic, and now here we are in 2022, and I wrote about it, the Edmonton Oilers are going to get the Heritage Classic again next October in Edmonton, likely against the Calgary Flames. Patrick, I want to go back, 20 years, and at the time, some people were like, well, because originally, you told me earlier today, originally, the first idea was just to have it as an alumni game, not a regular season game.
Yeah, hey, thanks for having me on, Jason. Yeah, it's true. The whole dream really started with an alumni game. So as part of a celebration of the Oilers' 25-year history in the NHL in 2004. And even though we didn't have an opportunity to host the All-Star game or anything like that, we were Alan Watt, myself, and Cal Nichols were thinking about what can we do to celebrate our 25th anniversary. And so we had an all-star alumni group. A lot of them were still able to play hockey and love playing the game and were playing regularly. And so we thought, well, what the hell? Let's do that.
So how did it evolve from an alumni game to alumni game with the current players, or at that time the current players as well, Pat?
Yeah, well, it's a bit of a story, but when I lived in Toronto, I worked for Molson's, and we were working with the Leafs in those days. The Leafs one day, Wendell Clark took them out to a hockey rink on Bathurst Street that had refrigerated ice. And I don't know if the whole team showed up, but most of them did. And they didn't announce it. They didn't do anything. They just had a pickup game, pickup practice. And it was crazy how it expanded in a little while without any notice, no TV, no radio, no news. It was just 1,000 people were gathered around the ring. I guess people were phoning one, hey, can we do this? Anyway, that really struck me as an interesting event. We tried to do it bigger once. Get them to skate on the ice at City Hall in Toronto. But when we started thinking about organizing it, it just got out of control. And so the team, basically Harold Dollar, didn't like the idea. We weren't paying him for it, so he thought, I'm not going to do it. But the event itself stuck with me, and I thought of it or kept it in a file mentally to say, well, we're going to do something cool, big. That might be something that we could do.
And from there,
we started to talk to people, our alumni, about Wayne Gretzky was the first. The second, I talked to Kevin first, and then to Wayne. And by then, we were thinking, well, where would we have it, and how big could it be? And the other alumni is, at the time, completely starstruck with a long list of Hall of Famers already and some to come. And people were saying, if we're going to do it outdoors, which was my dream, there wasn't any place to host it. We looked at Lake Louise. We looked at Wabamun. We looked at other places. And then if we had even a few thousand people on the ice, all the engineers said, you have big risk. People could just go right through into the water. Even if it's a couple, 3 feet thick, you can't have very many people out there. So that kind of killed the idea. From the outdoor game on a lake or a pond. And so we settled on Commonwealth Stadium and she said, well, if we're going to do an alumni game and try and we don't want to look like it's empty. So if we're going to do an alumni game, let's do a real game. And there began people all stared at one another and said, yeah, we're going to put in the ice. We're going to do it. We might as well do it big. So that's where it took off.
And then you had to bring in Montreal to agree to it, and they obviously did. So when you originally talked to Gary Bettman about it, it was about the alumni, correct?
Yeah.
So then, that was 2003-04, and that was the last NHL season. Then there was a lockout. So was it difficult because the NHLPA and the NHL had been negotiating at that point, right? Their CBA was expiring.
Yeah.
Were
yeah.
both parties happy about this, or did you have to massage either side?
Well, in the beginning, the alumni players, which included, in our case, Wayne and Mark and Kevin and other notable NHL stars, they thought it was very cool. Matter of fact, the first conversation I had with Wayne, he said, I'm in. What can I do to help this? Sounds like a great idea. And my offer was, hey, sign with us for one day just to play a regular outdoor game, a regular season game outdoors. Anyway, he said no. And we originally invited, we wanted the big press coverage, so we invited the Rangers. Slats was the GM at the time, and he didn't think much of the idea and, you know, basically hung up before I got done. But after that, conversations continued. My cousin was president of the Montreal Canadiens at the time, Pierre Boivin, and so big, you know, 25 Stanley Cups. And so my inclination was to call him and see what he thought. He thought it was a cool idea. And so that's how we ended up with Montreal. And as it turns out, it happened to be a very good choice because a lot of Montreal fans in Edmonton, and it brought the Eastern press, the Eastern media from Central Canada, United States, into the contest. And that was a big win for everybody. And that kind of, you know, pushed it over the top in terms of objections. Every time we ran into a wall at this and that and the other thing, they weren't very high hurdles, you know. Nobody was really insane about it and obstructive. They just wanted to have better answers, and they wanted to know how it could help them or the community. And, you know, basically the way it went. And it was, so I just kept knocking on doors till somebody said no. And as I said, nobody said no. So we did it.
Joined by Pat LaForge, former OEG president here, talking about the Outdoor Classic. It was a huge, kind of launched the whole thing for the NHL and these outdoor games. What was the response of the Canadiens alumni? Because they have some massive stars as well.
Yeah, and they did at the time, and it was very cool. And there was, because our players, our alumni, had played everywhere and had lots of games against the Habs alumni, specifically Guy Lafleur and his friends, Lemieux and so on and so forth. Well, Lemieux was an outsider, but we allowed him. They brought him with them. They brought him with them, and he played. But that was really interesting because they thought the Montreal Canadian alumni, they thought it was a terrific idea. And they were thinking to themselves, why the hell haven't we done this in Montreal? You know, it's a city of winter. And Reggie and I worked together at Molson's for years and years. We were friends and had worked on various projects. So Reggie was the head of the Montreal Canadiens alumni group. Talked to Reggie about it. And he said, absolutely. And then we created a bit of a challenge and some rules. So Wayne and Guy, we put them on a call, and they figured out the set of rules, you know, how many games the guys have had to play and the competition level and so on and so forth to make the roster, so that our every roster tried to be platinum right down to goalies and third line defensemen, so to speak. And so everybody was demanding, saying this has to be the real thing. We're going to hit the tubes here. And we were already talking to Hockey Night in Canada about it. They loved it. They were, thank God they were quiet about it, but until the end. And so the alumni game itself actually had spirit in it. It had wheels. But when we added the regular season game, that it just went crazy. It was crazy. It was insane. So worked out
Patrick,
great.
Yeah, Patrick LaForge joined us. So, Patrick, you think about that. That was in 2003. The next Heritage Classic was Calgary in 2011. And then in 2014, the Stadium Series started, and there's been 12 of them since. The 13th one will go this February.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've had, you know, Calgary, Vancouver hosted. Regina had Calgary play there. And then, of course, Toronto just played in Hamilton against Buffalo last year. When you guys were done and you wrapped up the original 2003, did you think it was going to spread across the league? Did you think others would do it? And because it didn't happen right away, did you start to think maybe in 2008 or 9 that, you know what, maybe no one else is going to do it?
Well, at the time, Gary, you know, at the Board of Governors meeting, which I was an alternate governor at, the next term we were there after, and I brought a video that Don Metz had prepared. And the room, you know, all the governors were just gobsmacked by the event and its ability to put 57,000 people in one building. And, you know, it was cold, and it felt like a hockey day in Canada. And they were just gobsmacked about it. And that motivated the league to start something called NHL Productions, which they now have had in place for a long time, and produce their own events. They'd attend other people's events, but as you know, they produce the All-Star Game and the Rookie Game and this, that, and the other thing. And the Outdoor Game is part of their package. And we were convinced they were going to do it again. We didn't think they would absolutely ignore that Edmonton was a place that's the Edmonton Oilers. Started it and created the idea, but over all these years they've chosen to ignore it in a big way, and it's a shame because this is the birthplace of the idea and the game itself.
When you look back, Pat, what was the thing? Was there something that surprised you the most as far as fan reaction or player reaction,
yeah,
or corporate reaction? What, like, there had to have been something that got to you.
Well, a couple of things I'd say. We sold out all 57,000 seats that were available, and because the rink is on the field, every seat was accessible. And we ran a lottery; people had to mail in for tickets because we only made them available to our season ticket holders. And if you remember that time, at that time, we didn't have a lot of them, so there were lots of seats available to the public. And we did it at Ched Radio. And the room there, all the ballots went into Doug Rutherford's office, and they had estimated we had over 1 million ballots sent in from Norway and China and Russia and all over the place to get a chance to buy a pair of tickets for $300. And so we drew the tickets out. Everything was dramatic to sort of emphasize the scarcity and the immensity of the game and so on and so forth. So that was one. Two, it was so darn cold on the day. We were more worried about, I was telling Jason earlier, about the ice being soft because the weather forecast was for, you know, around 0 plus 3. And of course it didn't turn out that way. We didn't have to worry about hard ice, that's for sure. And I guess the amazing part is people stayed for both games. Myself, I got there about 7 in the morning, 6:30 in my skidoo suit. I was still there at 10 o'clock at night as we wrapped up. And frozen. But people came and they stayed for both games because, you know, the alumni game started at about 2. And then NHL game came on at around 6:30. And people stayed for both games and talked about it and bragged about it. And it's a sort of a badge of honor for local hockey fans these days. But those two things were really important. And I think that's part of the legacy of the event. For all to see, watch, and measure. We'll see. There's been one bigger, I guess, in Minnesota, bigger attendance, but we'll see where it goes from here.
Patrick LaForge joins us now. Patrick, I want to go back to the game and,
yeah,
you know, the weather.
Yeah.
That day,
yeah.
How close was it? It's, you know, how concerned were you when it got that cold about the ice conditions? And because then, obviously, I'm sure the PA and everybody in the league gets involved to say, "Hey, is this safe enough to play?"
Well, there was a hallway meeting prior to the game. It was cold, but the benches were heated, and Slats knew that they almost had their jackets unbuttoned on the bench because standing there the entire time.
Yeah.
They were just sweating with the heat guns blasting on the bench. And the same is true for the Montreal bench. And so the guys knew. I mean, they just went out, did a shift, came back to the bench. It didn't bother them. Our concern is more about the fans who were foolish enough to hang in there for 6 hours or 7 hours. I mean, that really was extending your life skills. You know, how long are you insured for this? Anyway, there was an issue, and it got to be some confrontation between the Players Association, the league, the referees, and a few other people. But I must say, and it got resolved relatively quickly. Wayne Gretzky, Bob Gaidy, Kevin Lowe, and the group in the hallway pretty much settled it and said, "We didn't fly all the way out here not to play. And so we're going to play." And there was a stronger language than that, locker room language, for a while. Yeah, for a while. But at the end of the day, when Wayne said, "I don't care, I'm playing." And Kevin said, "The Oilers will be on the ice when the Montreal Canadiens come out." So it was kind of a challenge. And it turned out that all of our concerns about getting cold was not a player problem at all. But it tended to be locked in negotiations between the league and the Players Association. As it happens, We made a donation from proceeds to the Players Association. They matched it, and then it went to a couple of hospitals in northern Alberta. And our sponsors, Ford and so on and so forth, they made some donations that we could use for the community in Edmonton. So our foundation, the other foundation, benefited and put the money into helping people on the street during cold, cold winter. So, you know, everybody felt good about it at the end of the day, even after we thawed out. It's insane.
Well, it is, you know, it became a huge thing for the NHL now. And
it did.
Last one for you. Why? Because you're right. When I look up Heritage Classic, there's like one little mention down low. Well, you know, the first one was in Edmonton, but is it because it wasn't an NHL event? Essentially, it was kind of more of an Edmonton Oilers driven event. Is that why?
I felt like that. I don't have any proof to say that's true or whatever. My own opinion, and this is very much an opinion, it's not backed up by any fact, is that because of registrations of all of the team jerseys and logos and sponsors and so on and so forth, the league could see that it was, and then the owners as a group see it, it's their responsibility to put a lid on this thing and run it and manage it properly so that, you know, it just, if Molson was the league sponsor, they didn't end up with Miller Lite on somebody's uniform. It, you know, those kinds of things are really upsetting to the successful sponsorship stream of money and so on and so forth. So the league put their arms around it. And I think at some point there may have been some concern about the legality associated with copying the event and reproducing it across North America without express written permission or whatever it might have been of the Edmonton Oilers. And as it's all legal, but the Oilers are part of the NHL Productions and Entertainment Corporation and the holding company. And so, it you know, you're not going to sue yourself. And we had no issue with the game being reproduced. As a matter of fact, we were proud of it when it went on. But the idea of not introducing Edmonton as the founder and father of the idea, well, you don't have to mention my name, but I think the Oilers deserve more credit for getting it done, especially Cal Nichols' group, because he had to wrangle 36 other owners through all this who had questions about it not happening and what's the liability and so on and so forth. So, you know, by bringing it back, I think it's an opportunity for the league to recognize Edmonton as the birthplace of the first NHL outdoor game.
Well, it should be good. I look forward to it in October of 2023. Patrick, thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it.
Hey, thanks, Jason. I didn't hear about it until you called me this morning, so it's made my day.
Oh, well, there you go. Nice. Good to hear. I get a scoop every now and then, so that's good.
Thanks.